Nothing affixed to the hull,
Han announced from the pilot's chair. Leia and Alana were beside him, Jadak and Post in the rear chairs. Outside the viewport, the stars were visible once more, the Falcon drifting aimlessly among them. Swiveling toward the ship's intercom, Han said,
"3PO, what's taking you so long?"
A note of distress punctuated the droid's voice as it issued through the cockpit annunciators.
"I am working at all speed, Captain Solo. The cargo areas are free of tracking devices. I will sweep the rest of the Falcon from the stern forward."
"Fine, just be quick about it."
Han muted the audio before C-3PO could respond.
"Have to keep him on his toes,"
he said over his shoulder. "Oxic's boys aren't stupid, just incompetent," Jadak said. "They'd expect you to scan for a homing device." Han nodded.
"Still, why take chances?"
"Captain Solo,"
C-3PO said a moment later,
"I am receiving an anomalous signal originating from within the escape pod access."
"Could one of the pod trackers be enabled?" Leia said.
"Possibly."
Han leaned toward the intercom.
"3PO, stay put. We're on our way."
The five of them filed out of the cockpit and wended their way into the Falcon's rear hold. C-3PO was peering into the escape pod accessway, his photoreceptors glowing in the dimness.
"I believe,"
he started to say, when Han ducked into the space, sending the broad beam of a glow rod into the darkest areas. Twisting over, he craned his neck toward the ceiling and trained the light on a spot above the hatchway.
"All right, you,"
he said.
"Come down from there."
"What are you planning to do to me?"
"That depends on what you tell me."
"I was only following orders."
"That's everybody's excuse. Now come out of there before I decide to use a disruptor on you."
No sooner did Han step back into the hold than the long-snouted slicer droid glided from the accessway, trembling as it hovered a meter off the deck. Han slapped a data interface connector into C-3PO's hand.
"He's all yours."
"Thank you, Captain Solo."
The slicer droid floated backward against the ring corridor bulkhead.
"Hey, watch out with that thing. It has a probe on the end of it."
Locating the data port beneath the slicer's snout, C-3PO inserted the probe and studied the tool's alphanumeric readout display.
"He is harboring a homing device, Captain."
"As a precaution against theft, my master installs trackers in all rentals."
"How long has the tracker been transmitting?"
Han said.
"Since the ship launched. It's not my fault."
Han nodded to C-3PO.
"Go ahead."
C-3PO made an adjustment to the probe and deactivated it. Photoreceptors blinking out, the slicer droid drifted slowly to the deck, where it collapsed in a heap.
"Now can we put the transponder back?"
Alana said, while everyone was staring at the droid. Leia had lost track of how many times Alana had asked the question. Putting her hand on Alana's shoulder, she looked at Han. Han compressed his lips, then forced a laugh.
"What could go wrong?"
"Can I do it, please?"
"Sure you can," Han said. "You're the one who found it."
"I'll probably have to re-enter the Navicomputer code," Jadak said. Han nodded and prized the transponder from his pocket.
"Leia, you have the helm while Amelia and I put this thing back where it belongs."
"Where do you want me?"
Post asked.
"I want you and 3PO to keep an eye on this droid."
The six of them split into three teams. Moments later, Han was in the main hold, watching Alana fit the transponder into its pocket in the bulkhead, the device's mimetic alloy making it seem to disappear.
"We're all set,"
Han shouted. In the cockpit, Leia watched Jadak reset the Rubicon Navicomputer and enter a numerical code. Instantly, time-space coordinates appeared on the display screen, and the Millennium Falcon jumped into hyperspace.